South African President Thabo Mbeki traveled to neighboring Zimbabwe this week on a mission to jumpstart political dialogue there. As Zimbabwe's problems deepen, its president, Robert Mugabe, has lashed out at his critics, squelched dissent, and severed ties with the outside world. The European Union and the United States have imposed sanctions on Mugabe for alleged human rights abuses, but South African President Mbeki so far has refused to condemn Mugabe. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Johannesburg.
When Mbeki arrived, he said he'd come to learn from Mugabe. The words were flattering to his host and in a way illustrate Mbeki's approach to Mugabe. Despite Zimbabwe being in tatters, Mbeki treats Mugabe as a wise elder of the African independence movement. But as the country approaches its 24th year under Mugabe's rule, Zimbabwe is falling apart. New figures show the annual inflation rate is now the highest in the world at 620%. Paul Tembanyati, a spokesman for the main political opposition in Zimbabwe, says Mbeki understands the severity of Zimbabwe's problems. He says Mbeki is in a unique position to push Mugabe and the ruling ZANU-PF party to make reforms.
We cannot continue without a resolution, and pressure should be exerted on ZANU-PF to come to the negotiating table.
Zimbabwe used to be one of the most productive agricultural regions in Africa, but after Mugabe seized most of the white-owned commercial farms, agricultural production fell sharply, and the majority of Zimbabweans now rely on international food aid to survive. Mbeki last week issued a statement giving tacit support for Mugabe's chaotic farm seizure policy. Mbeki blamed Zimbabwe's former colonial ruler Britain for the racial inequities in land ownership and called the violent farm takeovers perhaps inevitable. Matt Crawford with the Commercial Farmers Union says Mbeki has done little to ease tension in Zimbabwe.
We all black and white Zimbabweans are very, very disappointed in Mbeki's whole approach to the Mugabe issue.
While other world leaders have called for sanctions against Mugabe's government, Mbeki has engaged in what he refers to as quiet diplomacy with Zimbabwe. But, says Crawford,
the quiet diplomacy has not worked. I mean, he has made numerous promises. Nothing has materialized.
Zimbabwe has been an embarrassing political thorn for Mbeki. As one of the leaders of the African Union, Mbeki has called for an African renaissance based on good governance and African nations solving Africa's problems. But Mbeki's inability to halt the downward slide of Zimbabwe and his reluctance to criticize Mugabe has called into question his commitment to the idea of an African renaissance. On Monday, the former Archbishop of Cape Town, Desmond Tutu, said what's happening in Zimbabwe is unacceptable and reprehensible. Tutu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, called on South Africa to publicly condemn it. But a spokesman for Mbeki says the South African president has no plans to change his quiet diplomacy approach to the crisis across his northern border. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.